The following is an original production of Mod Mobilian Radio.
Hey, it's Emily Hayes.
And this is Clay Bate.
And you're listening to Babylon Mobile from ModMobilian.com and Mod Mobilian Radio. Light group this evening. Our usual cast of characters are scattered. But next week, sad to say that a lot of the shooting on Convergence will be wrapped, but happy to welcome back folks like Dan Anderson and Skoda. And Trey Lane, we have missed them at Babylon. Ain't that right, Clay?
Yes. I think they'll probably be a little relieved to, I'm sure they've been working very hard, taking up all their time, so they'll be happy to get back to doing something else next week.
Because you know they miss us. They have to miss us, right?
Sure. That's what we'll keep thinking.
Yes. Well, let's keep telling ourselves that. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty today, my friends. Coming up this weekend is Mayor Sandy Simpson's inauguration. There's a couple of events going on. I think something that's really cool about Mayor Simpson, instead of having a big inaugural party, he is doing a day of service, or hosting a day of service on Saturday, November 2nd. Basically, everybody needs to meet up at the Parkway Senior Center on Dolphin Island Parkway. The center, in their words, is in much need of work on the outside and could use help. They'll provide lunch and bottled water, so just bring your favorite work gloves, a shovel maybe, a rake, and any amount of time you can donate will be appreciated. You can get more details on ModMobilian.com about that. I really think it's neat that instead of having a party, you're saying, hey, let's get together and do something good for the
city. It's an interesting idea, but just for the sake of playing devil's advocate for the moment, I'm going to ask a question, and you feel this question however you feel like you need to. So he's the mayor of Mobile, right?
This is correct.
Okay. And we're doing a day of service, but we're going to do it on Dolphin Island, which is totally different.
Dolphin Parkway.
Dolphin Island Parkway.
DIP.
Sorry. I missed that.
Yeah.
Missed that part.
I think I had a lengthy pause before I said Parkway.
Okay.
When I was reading.
I was like, wait, because I was listening to you say that, and I was like, wait a minute.
Why are we
Issue number one.
Why are we going down there?
With Mr. Simpson. Okay. Never mind.
No. So, I mean, that's pretty legit. He's also asked for a day of prayer on Saturday and Sunday, November 2nd and 3rd. So how you feel about that?
That's
how you feel. And, of course, the inauguration is Monday, November 4th at the Convention Center. And the swearing-in will be at 7 if you want to swing by and catch that. Now, speaking of politics, I mean, everything like there seems like it's going pretty smoothly. Did you see, I know we didn't talk about this beforehand, but did you see where some folks want to name Government Plaza? Samuel L. Jones Government Plaza?
No, but I think that's a terrible idea.
I tend to agree. And you know I don't like to talk about politics.
I think if we're finally getting that man out, let's just get him out. Mm-hmm. Let's not remember all the terrible things that he's known for in this city.
Someone said that cruise terminal should be named after him.
You know, and I read something today that they've sparked new talks about reopening that again.
Oh, my land.
So we'll see what all comes to fruition with that thing.
Indeed. Indeed. Speaking of politics, on Tuesday, you got to get out and vote if you're in Alabama. Was it District 1? I believe it's District 1.
Yes.
The runoff between Bradley Byrne and Dean Young.
No, Dean Young.
Who's very opinionated about things. And I'm going to let Clay explain it to everybody, but there's one thing I feel very strongly about in this world is that you can't cherry pick things from books you look to for guidance, in this case, the Bible. You can't cherry pick stuff out of the Bible to follow to the T and then give yourself leeway on everything else. So, Clay, what's going on with Mr. Young?
You call Dean Young old cherry picker number one, I think, because this gentleman likes to quote lots of things, and he's also a very quotable gentleman. Let's take a look at some of the quotes that he's known for here. To the homosexuals who will not change, you are not welcome here in Etowah County or in the state of Alabama. I'm glad that he speaks for everyone in the state of Alabama. Also, God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Apparently, Dean Young's a third grader.
I was about to say, are we in middle school?
We didn't know that. So if you want a third grader
representing you.
representing you, then, you know, by all means. Article in the on Automobilian right now by Mr. Valso, basically saying that Dean Young's too soft on the gays, because, you know, he says all these things and he doesn't want them in Lower Alabama, doesn't think they have any rights to be here, that gay marriage is not acceptable, but in the Bible, let me see if I can pull it up here.
I think he quotes Leviticus.
Yeah, Leviticus 20:13. The quote is, if a man practices homosexuality, having sex with another man, as with a woman, both men have committed a detestable act. They must both be put to death, for they are guilty of a capital offense. And God's justice requires that those who do those things deserve to die. Now, Dean Young has not come out and said death to the homosexuals. So come on, Dean, where you at, man?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to hate...
If you're going to commit all the way,
come
man.
Come on, man. Go all the way.
And I think I think it's fairly obvious. I shouldn't have to point this out, but I think it's fairly obvious that when the article says he's too soft on gays, it's all in sarcasm.
Oh, it's satire. And we're totally being satirical about this entire situation. But...
Because it's just... It's ludicrous. And the sad thing... think about is that it's not just something that we know about here in the state, that this guy is from everything I've seen, he's a bit backwards on everything, but apparently he's done an interview with The Guardian in the UK. So yes, let's just take ignorance worldwide on behalf of the state of Alabama. Please don't vote for this guy on Tuesday, and that's all I'll say about it.
Yeah,
because I don't talk politics, but good God almighty,
you know, the only thing that's a red flag in my mind is that generally when you have people like this who are speaking out so hard against a certain faction of individuals tend to be hiding something, tend to be maybe one of those individuals themselves. So we should, I think collectively, you know, those of us who are opposed to him should come up with some kind of over-under gambling game on how long it's going to be before we catch Dean Young in a park doing something that maybe he would have spoken out against.
Yeah. Yeah. Well... we'll get all that together and get back to y'all on that.
I give it 6 months.
You give it 6 months?
I say 6 months. If he wins.
If he wins.
If he doesn't win, like, you know, Thursday.
Thursday. Give him 2 days.
Oh, you win something like
after
that.
After the election.
You got to go party. You know what I mean? If you don't win, you got to go drown your sorrows by doing stuff that maybe you shouldn't do. So... keep your eyes open in Cathedral Square for Dean Young next week. Goodness gracious. He might be there.
But the most important thing that we can encourage you to do is to vote on Tuesday. And if you want to vote for him, then that's your right as an American and as a taxpayer. Rock and roll hoochie coo.
To each their own.
But I don't want that guy representing our state anywhere.
I don't know if we necessarily represent the thoughts and opinions of everyone at Modmobilian, but... for ourselves,
yes.
I think we're ardently opposed against this gentleman.
Very much so. Very much so. Now, moving on.
Enough of that.
To things more pleasurable. Halloween.
To Dean Young, Halloween might not be more pleasurable. Depending on who you spend it with.
Halloween is upon us. Oh, man. Halloween is upon us. And
Emily can't talk right now.
First of all, before we tell you about all the amazing Halloween concerts and parties that you should partake in if you're along the Gulf Coast, Clay, what are you going to dress up for or dress up as for Halloween?
I think I'm going to be Cameron from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I think it's very cool. I think it's very cool indeed.
It's also very last minute.
It's also, yes, yeah,
something
well,
that I can pull off, and I'm tall and skinny and, you know.
Nobody can judge you.
Only God, Dean Young.
Only God and Dean Young. Those two are they're bros, man. I'm going as Dwyer. If you don't know who Dwyer is, he hosts trivia at Mellow Mushroom and at the bike shop. And I host trivia everywhere else, so we thought it would be funny.
So we thought, was that a dig? Was that a dig?
That's not a dig. I'm just saying. I'm very busy 4 nights a week with trivia. point is we've been friends for a while, so we're going to flip-flop, and he is going as me for Halloween, complete with all my tattoos. So kudos, Dwyer. Places you can probably find Dwyer on Halloween to see what he looks like dressed up as me. That would be me with a beard because he's not going to shave, and I don't blame him. There's loads of concerts this weekend. Actually, starting tomorrow night, Soul Kitchen is going to have J.J. Gray and Mofro. And this will be J.J. Gray fresh off his appearance at the Yonder Mountain String Festival Band's Harvest Festival. That was earlier this month. Tickets are still on sale, $18 tomorrow or Thursday when you hear this, is what I should say. It'll be 22 day of show. Alchemy Tavern is going to have a boatload of things going on with Lil Iffy and the Crown Jewels. Lil Iffy from Knoxville, Tennessee, also known as Will Wright, stage name, Lil Iffy.
I love Lil Iffy.
I don't know much about Lil Iffy, but MTVU has referred to him as the greatest wizard rapper alive. This is how far out of touch I am with stuff. What's a wizard rapper?
I mean, it is what it is. He's a wizard, and he's a rapper.
Oh, look who's poking his head in. It's Kenan Phillips.
He dresses himself as a wizard.
What kind of wizard?
He raps about wizardry.
Okay, good. Not a...
Sorcery rap, you know?
Okay. So that's something you should totally check out at Alchemy Tavern.
Of course. It's Halloween. Who doesn't want to hear a wizard rapper?
Kenan has arrived, and since Kenan always gets here just a little bit after 5, we send him to the bar for shots. Yes. So while Kenan gets the shots, we'll continue on the music rundown at the Alabama Music Box. Shit Fits?
Yeah, the Shit Fits are playing. For the fourth year in a row.
Fourth year in a row. A set of their Misfit cover songs.
And also featuring Beeman and Timmy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not totally sure of the other acts.
DJ, read this. I'm so out of touch with hip hop and stuff. It's upsetting.
DJ Wormser?
That's what I would say, but I didn't want to be that girl that stopped listening to hip hop after TLC.
Also, the Prancing Elites?
Yes, that's happening.
Okay.
It's going to be a hell of a time down there at the Music Box. And what's so great about all these things is that they're staggered throughout the night kind of jam. So you can make the rounds. Now, if you're just wanting to do a party, you don't want to go see live music. If you're just wanting to party, the Record Bar on Highway 98 in Daphne, they're hosting a Halloween karaoke contest. You must be in costume to participate. There are so many prizes for best costume, best performance, all that jazz. We're talking gift certificates all across the Eastern Shore, like to the Wash House and stuff like that. So if you want to check out more on that, just go to their Facebook page, The Record Bar. The Lunatics and Company Halloween Parade is going on tomorrow, so look for a bunch of big and little kids be marching up and down Dolphin Street.
Also, don't forget, tomorrow night at the Blind Mule, 9 p.m., $5 at the door is the Haunt the Mule Party, featuring the Portal Improv Band. You've got the Volks. You've got the Sunshine Factory. There will be a costume contest, crazy dance party, building-wide thing. The Portal guys are doing huge decorations and stuff. Zach DiPolo's behind that. It's actually going to be really cool decor and a building-wide, you know, party thing going on there tomorrow night. So definitely check that out. That's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, you could just hang around after trivia that starts at 7. Would you come by and see me in my super spectacular Dwyer costume? Because that's going to be excellent.
Are we giving away tickets to the performance of the Soul Kitchen tomorrow night?
Are we giving them away?
I'm going, but I'm going by myself.
Oh.
Is anybody going here? Or, and if anybody's out there, give me a call, but this will be after the show. So.
Apparently, Kenan needs a date to the JJ Gray show tomorrow.
Not a date.
A friend's
just
kind of
somebody
thing.
To go
it's
with.
A show partner.
I'm not looking for a date.
Date is a very loose term.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be that way. You set the terms. We'll find you somebody to go.
Accompaniment.
Oh, good. Accompaniment.
I can't speak.
I'd like to use the word escort, but I don't want to, you know.
Yeah, that sounds a little.
That gets a little.
That's a little weird. We'll get Dean Young down here in a heartbeat.
Oh, no. He's on his way.
Squashing us. Our decadence and debauchery.
You missed the Dean Young chat. We had a Dean Young chat already.
Oh, but speaking of decadence and debauchery, Wild Wild West Halloween party at Haley's. It's a 3-night affair. Kicks off tomorrow night with karaoke. It's Wild Wild West theme Thursday. And as I understand it, there's going to be prizes each night for loads of categories. But the themes are Thursday night, Wild Wild West, or Cowboys and Indians, however you want to think about it. Friday night, Old Hollywood, which would be nice.
Interesting.
And I believe that Saturday, the theme is boy bands. Boy bands of yesteryear, boy bands of today.
So what is this in celebration of?
Halloween.
Oh, it's going to be a whole weekend of costuming.
Yes.
Okay.
Here at Haley's, which is where we're recording today.
You should play music for each one of those while you're here. Or how about this? No heavy metal this weekend.
No heavy metal this weekend.
At Haley's.
You're all going to be listening to Duke Ellington on Friday night, dressed up in your Great Gatsby attire. Nope. Speaking of Haley's, we're here. It's Whiskey Wednesday. Always happy to be here on Whiskey Wednesday. Speaking of, we have shots in front of us, so we pause a moment.
Whole dirty fireball.
Whew. One last thing I want to mention on the Halloween party circuit is... Oh, side note. Back to Haley's. Rumor has it that Luke's going to come out for his first time since having his knee surgery. I don't know. I think that's part of the mystery. You have to come all 3 nights and see if you can see Luke for coming out of the house. I know.
That's not a sad note.
Hey, it's a side note.
I thought you said sad note.
No, side note.
Well, that's not sad at all.
I don't know. I think I need some cold medicine.
Sometimes it would be a sad note if you weren't behaving and Luke was working.
Yes.
But it's not in this case. And remember on November 10th.
Yes, we're about to get that to you.
Okay.
Because we have an update of things that have been donated. But to round out the Halloween stuff, I know I'm dragging it out. I'm so sorry. East Bank Pub in Pascagoula, for all our friends that listen in Mississippi, make sure you stop by East Bank Pub, 709 Ingalls Avenue in Pascagoula. Friday night, they have their Fright Day celebration. They're the ones that are carrying it all weekend long as well, with a costume contest and live music from Jamie Hyatt on Friday. But November 2nd, if you didn't catch them at South Sounds, shame on you. But if you didn't catch them at South Sounds or the subsequent times they've been back in town, like at Alabama Music Box, Clear Plastic Mask from Nashville are going to be playing East Bank Pub Saturday. That show is so good. It's so very good. So there's plenty of stuff for you to do all the way from the Eastern Shore over into Gula, as the kids call it. And you can get a complete rundown on all of those concerts all weekend long and all of the parties over at modmobilian.com.
Brothers are playing at Callahan's on Sunday.
This is true. Man, there's so much going on.
So get some rest tonight because you're going to be drunk through Sunday if you do it right.
Whatever, you'll be drunk through Monday if you do it right. Point made.
That's the E-Hays way.
And Kenan touched on this earlier, November 10th, the benefit for Luke, Love for Luke. Every dollar that comes in that day is going to help Luke. It's a $10 cover at the door that'll get you homemade gumbo, your first bowl of homemade gumbo. You will also be able
to
buy...
What's your second bowl?
What, your second bowl? That's another donation.
Okay, good.
But there's going to be raffles and live music. And we've talked about the live music and stuff before. I know that Saul Davis is donating art. And we have live performances from folks like Greg Fells and Ross Newell.
Be out in the street. It's going to be out in the street, too?
Well, you know, it's Haley's. You can't confine it to any one spot. And it's supposed to go from 2 until 6, so you know it's going to go later than 6. Yeah.
Here and block your dog.
But there's going to be so many awesome things up for silent auction and the raffles.
Tell us.
What?
Tell
I can't tell you everything.
You can't? Some things are going to be a surprise, but that'll entice people to be here, though.
I know, but I tell you, I'm always excited when Saul donates art, and I think Marissa Miller Peavy is donating stuff as well. Adam Underwood, who has shown art at Haley's. If you come in Haley's, you can see one of his big pieces next to the ATM machine. So it's going to be a great day at Haley's on November 10th. Weather should be lovely. Alabama should have beaten LSU the night before, so everything will be good. We'll talk about sports in a minute. Speaking of things to do that weekend, November 7th through 10th, the Fairhope Film Festival is hitting Fairhope. 40 walkable venues, 40 films. Check it out. Support independent films and all that jazz. And speaking of films, look at me go. I'm on a frickin' roll, man. Speaking of films, special word from our good friend Max over at the Crescent. He is holding over the documentary Muscle Shoals. If you haven't checked it out yet, you totally should, being that so many great things happened in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. And there's appearances from Greg Allman and Jimmy Cliff, Aretha Franklin, Mick Jagger, Alicia Keys, and more. And
I'm going tomorrow night.
You totally should check it out.
Have you seen it?
Have I seen it? No, I'm going to, though.
I'm going
because Max
evening.
Is holding it over.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yay. Let's talk about teams for a hot minute. We said that Clear Plastic Masks are coming to East Bank Pub on November 2nd. Banditos, whose Day Trotter session has just been released. If you haven't ever heard a Day Trotter session, why not dip your toes into it with a band that you're familiar with, like the Banditos. It's up at daytrotter.com. It's recorded in Rock Island, Illinois. And if you like what you hear and you've never seen them before, they'll be playing November 8th. At East Bank Pub. It's okay to talk, Clay.
I know. I was just
talking
to
a
you.
Lot.
It's okay. Next week on Wednesday is the grand reopening of the Sanger Theater.
This is true with Wet Willie.
Celebrating the union between SMG and Hookah Entertainment, which I think is going to be very good for the Sanger. I'm personally pretty excited
well,
about
it's,
that.
Yes, and it's also an opportunity by having the free show.
Yeah,
and,
free show, by the way.
All of this is to get people into the Sanger and see that, is that for the Sanger to be successful completely, it takes a number of different components. It takes the city, it takes Hookah, and it's going to take all of us. And what that means is you have to have a strong Friends of the Sanger organization. And we're at a point where we're starting, we're having to start one again because the previous one was Friends of the CLA.
Right.
And so it's an opportunity for people to, get information and talk to people. That's one of the things that, in order to do all that upkeep, we can't expect the city to do all that. And if we don't not only keep the theater in great shape, but look at ways to improve the theater, we need people to join. And you get good benefits. I don't work for them or anything, but I'm going. And somebody was telling me about this earlier this week, is that, before, you can, if tickets to a concert go on sale on December 10th for everybody else, you get to buy them on November 30th or something crazy like that.
Pre-sales and stuff like that.
It's totally worth it to have that availability for a pre-sale when you have things like possibility of bigger acts coming to town and you want to kind of beat people to the punch because
right.
They're going to sell out.
Right.
And you have that option. I think that's worth it.
Yes, and
that itself is worth
right.
It.
Right, and it's imperative for us to go to the shows as much as it is to support, and that it's going to be an opportunity for not only everyone to see and celebrate and do all that good stuff, but also hopefully leave knowing that they need to support it in ways other than just tickets.
Well, it's nice to see as someone living in Mobile that, the Sanger's a fantastic venue. It's a great venue. It's a cool place to see a show. It hasn't been utilized the way that it should be within the last 7 years that I've lived here. There could have, they get a fair amount of shows.
Probably 4 years. Yeah.
And they.
I'd give you four.
I've only been here for five, but I grew up in Birmingham and I was taken to the Alabama Theater a lot. And I kind of wish that Sanger and all the folks involved would kind of follow that model a little bit. I saw some great stuff at Alabama Theater when I was young, and I would love to see.
Yeah, Alabama.
I would love to see more stuff geared towards middle school aged kids, like to drive them in there.
You'd have to have all those acts.
I don't mean like that. Like school field trips, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Time
I saw the symphony,
right,
was at the Alabama Theater.
Right, my kids did that, and I did that when I was a kid. We used to come see Peter and the Wolf. They did Peter and the Wolf.
I'm kind of surprised they don't do more theater. I mean, I know Joe Jefferson exists, but they don't do more theater in the Sanger.
Well,
another thing I was going to say, I saw the first time I ever saw anything that Edgar Allan Poe had written in play format was on a field trip to the Alabama Theater.
That stage is not conducive to theater because of a number of reasons. Because and that's really why it needs to be more other forms of entertainment. I mean, you can do a ballet recital there or whatever. It's not necessarily great for that, but it is. It's unless you're moving scenery in and out, and also the dressing rooms back there. I mean, really, what would be optimal is if they could buy this Weber building over here, the old Weber department store.
Turn that into
because they connects backstage. Right to it, and turn that in to something. And then be able to add more because you can't fit a lot of people
idea.
In there.
Like, you should see my goofy face right now. That's such a good idea.
Well, didn't
to do that? It's going to take somebody like the city to buy
don't
that.
Don't they have that green space as well?
Yeah, they own that already. Would that not be so cool?
Let's do something, y'all.
Yeah, that Weber space is out of business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the business is for sale. But see, the city would, unfortunately, and we don't have a lot of money, I'm sure, to buy it because the Sanger is owned by the city. I mean, you'd want, unless some rich, wealthy person in our listening audience would like to purchase it and then donate it.
Give it time. With hookah coming in.
Heck yeah, it's a tax write-off.
With hookah coming in and the possibility of a bigger, better shows coming to the Sanger, that I don't see that wouldn't
y'all
happen.
I saw REM at the Sanger Theater, so.
Wow.
I was a sophomore in high school.
I've seen a few bands since
I
been
here. And I only went. You know what? Not only now.
Did you have a date?
I did. I went with a group of friends. I had dates. And well, what I'm saying is I'm not going to go tomorrow night if I'm the only I mean, I'll go to a lot of things by myself.
I go to shows by myself all the time. If you want to go, go.
You know what? I'm not a show go by myself person, but I'm in everything else. I'll eat by myself. I'll go to movies by myself. I'll do all that. But at a show, I don't know why. Isn't that weird?
I don't know. Just go dig
it. You know
it.
What? It's the whole thing. Like, I can't get really pumped up for a show. I mean, I can, but you know what I mean? It's the camaraderie of it to me, going to see somebody play music. Does that sound stupid?
I mean,
I've seen people by myself.
I guess growing up.
I would rather, like you said, you have no problem eating by yourself or anything like that. I would rather have someone to go to dinner with versus go to a show with, because more than likely, I'm going to know some people at the show and can meet up with them or whatever, but to dine alone, I get bored very easily, so I would...
You eat fast.
Dinner's different.
You eat fast?
No, I mean, I don't mind doing all that, and you know, you did hit on that. I'll be fine. I mean, it's not like a nervous, oh my gosh thing or anything like that, because I will know tons of people at the show, I'm sure, but... It's the pre-party. That's what it is. I mean, I like a pre-party. Well, love a pre-party.
Yeah, but you could, you can do that all your own. Yeah, Haley's will be open tomorrow night. Yeah,
it'll be fun.
You come see me at Trivia dressed up as
Okay. The thing about a show or a movie is that if you take the wrong person, they can completely ruin it for you.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're really excited about seeing the show or seeing this movie and you take the wrong person, you ruined your entire experience.
Oh, really? The only thing about... In a movie, the only thing that'll ruin my experience is somebody else that's talking or moving around.
That's the thing.
Or
in a show, somebody like, if
texting
they're having a bad time,
or their
or they
phone.
Don't like it, or
turn your phone off before you go
sick
to a movie.
And you can't stay at the show, or I've had plenty of, I've had bad experiences with that. So
I think
I
should have phone valets in movie theaters where you can leave it, and if there's a true emergency, they could come get you.
Like a coat check?
Yeah.
But for your phone?
Either that, or they have to watch you turn it off before you walk in the theater.
That's interesting.
Speaking of dining alone,
yes.
Have you dined anywhere this past week that you would like to tell us
about?
I
have.
Where did you
go,
Kenneth?
A number of places. I don't think I've talked about them before. This is just low rent. I mean, it's not low rent. The food's good, but it's not like I'm sending you to hoity-toityville. I eat in all places. But Sub King, have y'all ever eaten at Sub King? There's one in Creighton just before Moffitt Road.
The blue and yellow place?
On the left, where Saucy Q used to be. Or are you on the one on Government, the new one?
The Sub King?
Okay, there's a Sub King on Moffitt Road.
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten there?
No.
It's
good. I know what you're talking
about. It's excellent. And they've been there. They've not been in that exact location.
It looks like a total hole in the wall.
No, but they make the best sandwiches that you will have in the city of Mobile.
Really? I don't get to
cook
too
here.
Often, so,
They have great – they have – number one, if you want it toasted, they have one of those machines that they run it through, like the old-fashioned long-time thing.
Like a Quizmos.
They're – well, but better. They're local.
Oh. Yes, local.
Thank
local,
you.
Local,
they're
local.
No, I was just using a point of reference.
I've been eating sandwiches from there since I was young. Like, my mom used to go get them. She'd on the way home from work or during the summer, we'd be going to the pool, all that kind of crap. But anyway, it's great, and I forget about it because it's in Creighton, but I will venture out there. Well, they've opened a place on Government Boulevard.
Where?
Near the McDonald's, just before the McDonald's. Like, before you get to Toomey's on the right.
Oh.
There's an abandoned like bread thrift store or something right there. Just before that, they built
a
building.
Government out there by industry?
Yesterday, I've been dying to go. I've been watching them build it, and I finally yesterday went out of my way to get a lunch. Right, so if I go out of my way, if I go out of my way to eat lunch, I mean, it's either going to be good or it damn sure better be good.
Yeah.
So I did not know that they have soups now, and the first thing I ordered was a potato garlic soup, which was delicious, and this is the sandwich place. So they have, you can get grilled sandwiches like Reuben's. They're huge sandwiches, big. You know, or they have corned beef. They have kind of that Philly, all that. But their best are their subs. I mean, it's not in any way like Subway.
So it's not just sub sandwiches you can get.
Right. They have Reuben's. They have some kind of chicken
so
fajita
not a Reuben
thing.
For
they have
a
gyro.
Or anything. Okay, don't laugh at me.
Right. No. But they're and those are good. Some friends of mine today. One who's from New Orleans and who's picky as hell. They went and ate there because of me today. And he got the Reuben, so it was out of this world. Now, I know from years of experience that two of the good things, turkey and cheese, great. I mean, what I mean is, if you want, like, I would not go eat at Subway. It's disgusting. It's butt meat. It's all those things you can say about it. But it's like that concept, except it's good meat, and they put, you know, it's local. I mean, you walk in, and these ladies are making it.
But it's local,
they're,
and
it's not pulled out from, right, and they're not pulling out a little paper thing. And you can get tons of stuff on it. They have all – it's the original. I mean, it's like an original sub shop. And I got that, and I got – they're also – they're Italian. All of them are good. They have good meat. I've eaten there. That's good. Another – you want somewhere else I've eaten and had something good? Why don't you make one?
Nobody heard that.
I was going to make a Dean Young joke about meat, but I didn't.
Were you going
she
to
didn't do it.
Going to
why
condemn
not?
It?
I know. Now I'm trying to think. We need to think. You know, every time I'm in here, y'all ask me where I ate. We need to think of different kind of questions. Like some of, where's a good place to get? I know where I ate. I was coming home from Biloxi last Sunday and was looking for a place to eat.
Oh, wow.
That was nice. Looking for a place to eat. And I stopped at Three Flavors on... Also on Government Boulevard out by Bangkok Thai.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Have you eaten at Three Flavors?
I've not. I've seen it. I've been interested.
So it originally started as Three Flavors, and it was Thai, sushi, and Mexican from what I understand. But they changed that, and it's a new family. Anyway, someone had told me about it, and I ate there, and it was very good. To me, still the best place is Taste of Thai in St. Elmo. And if you can't go there, I would go to Three Flavors.
St. Elmo's a little out of the way. Kenan has pee pants right now because
I
Emily,
do have pee pants.
Emily spelled.
No, did I spell or did you spell? I spelled.
We're going to blame Emily on that one.
I need it.
Hey, right. Would you like another
and now beer? Kenan needs yes. another beer because his pants are wearing it at the moment.
Anyway.
I'm sorry to interject. This makes me think of, what was it, Billy Madison? You're not cool unless you pee.
Peeing your pants is cool. Call me Miles Davis. That's what it was.
Yes.
Yeah. I will say that True Midtown, which is two blocks from my house, I've just started going back there again for lunch.
That's great food.
And if you want to go to a nice lunch, I think their menu has evolved, and I think it's in a good place. At first, I was concerned. It was a lot of different things, different ends of the spectrum, but they've kind of – I like it. I've had a friend of mine got some fried oysters as an appetizer, and she said they were great. And we split a salad that had, you know, your apple, pecan, and all that. But what's wonderful is they do at lunch, they do a half of a roasted chicken with two sides.
Oh, wow.
And my friend and I split it. I mean, you get two big sides.
For how much? Like 12, 13 bucks?
11.
Yeah. That's not bad. For
something
lunch,
like that.
That's a lot of food.
It was a ton of food, and we both got salads. We were real hungry,
that's
so
awesome.
We both got salads. But the roast chicken was delicious. And they serve it, you know, on a wooden carving board.
Oh, sweet.
So you can split it up easily.
Presentation and
we had turnip greens and something else. And the something else was better than the turnip greens, but I can't remember what they were. Isn't that crazy?
But it was good. The point is, it was good and it was affordable and it was a lot of food for lunch. That's an important thing.
Had a completely different meal at Moe's last Friday. I live about five blocks from Moe's, so I can get real tired eating there. But I go often. I mean, I like Moe's. But
have you had the tachos?
No. What are they? What's that?
When they have tater tots.
Oh, the nachos?
When they have tater tots as a side, you can get the nachos and sub tater tots for the chips.
You are lying.
And have tachos. Yeah, and if you've not had the tachos,
you are lying. When do they have tater tots?
Just kind of off and on. But if you're ever in Moe's, and this is still a listening audience, if you're ever in Moe's Barbecue downtown or on the Eastern Shore, be sure and ask if they have tater tots as a side, because when they do, they will sub the chips and the nachos.
Better. I bet it's better.
Oh, it's amazing.
I bet you still could get it on fries. Do they have fries there?
No, they just do the chips.
We haven't been electrocuted.
That's okay. We'll wipe it off.
You're a musician. Is that okay? Like, is there going to be okay?
Yeah, we just wipe them down.
We're hot.
It's okay.
Apparently, well, that is awesome.
Yeah, so if you've not heard of the tachos at Moe's Barbecue.
I'm going to ask.
Yeah, Emily's making faces. I
was missing it.
It's tater tots. It's melted cheese. It's pork barbecue sauce.
It's their
jalapenos.
Nachos, but on tater tots.
So whenever they have tater tots, they'll sub the tots for the chips, and it's decadence on a styrofoam plate. Mm. It's amazing.
Well, that's going to be so much way better than
now,
what I
now
said.
I've blown your mind.
But this is
like another stoner food item, like at Mama Goldberg's with those nachos.
Ew, those are disgusting, though.
That's just
those
straight
are
up
nachos,
stoner
those
food.
Are gross.
Tater tots is a little bit classier than Doritos.
That. Right. But
not to offend Mama Goldberg's, but
I'm not a fan. I'm just saying, I think because so many people that went to Auburn love it.
They just have tater tots every once in a while. I don't want to get on a tangent about.
Well,
tater
on
nachos,
Fridays, on every Friday, they have blackened mahi, and so I got it. And then my favorite side item of all time at Moe's is the skillet corn. Their skillet corn. First of all their sides have Kaneka sausage. You just have to realize that.
Yeah,
and everything.
As they should.
Every side, even the grit.
It's Alabama.
And so
it's lower Alabama.
They have the skillet corn. They put lots of pepper in it, like black pepper, in addition to the colored peppers. And Kaneka sausage. And so I got the mahi, the blackened mahi, and what? I just clarified my
nothing.
Statement.
I cracked her up on the side. I made her laugh. It had nothing to do
I
with
had the
person.
Blackened mahi, and it was cooked very well. It was good. And I had double skillet corn.
No, they've got great stuff.
And I can't.
Hey, this has something.
They're open and having something now.
All I can say is that I know that they opened a Moe's in a town where I spent some time in North Alabama. Coleman, Alabama, has a Moe's now.
Which, do they?
Yeah. Which is kind of a little back history on Coleman. Is like there was two barbecue places in Coleman, Johnny's or Witt's. And Johnny's.
Witt's
is good, but
yeah,
Johnny's is awesome. And Johnny's has the white sauce. It's so good. It's very different from, not very different from Moe's, but it's different. And Johnny's has like one location on, what was that? Yeah, 278. And for as long as I can remember, that has been the barbecue place. Always wins all the Reader's Choice Awards and all that stuff. And now since Moe's has opened, I don't know how they're going to fare in that next Reader's Choice thing. Yeah, because, I mean, their barbecue is fantastic. It's fantastic. The white sauce is fantastic.
I love white sauce.
But, you know, I think they'll do well. It's just very interesting to me. A town that was just two barbecue joints now has Moe's. And I'm only familiar with Moe's because I was down here, and it's Coleman. And so you're so,
well,
close, you're
you
so
know,
close to Decatur with
Big Bob Gibson's.
So
Big blah, blah, blah.
I feel like maybe one day we should have...
Well, I mean,
barbecue wars discussion.
It could be. Maybe more people are coming up to visit Ave Maria Grotto, and so, you know, the wealth will be spread. I don't know.
If we have a barbecue wars discussion,
Noxzema can.
I'm gonna war against, and you know, say what you want to say about me personally. I'm gonna war against barbecue in Alabama, because I'm from Oklahoma.
Blasphemy.
No, I'm sorry. No one in Alabama does brisket ever.
No, they don't. Brisket, no, you cannot. No, I will tell you this in a heartbeat. Now, you know what? There was one place that you could get good brisket that I swear to you, you would have liked because these people were from the Midwest.
I don't understand why no one does it. I don't think it's that hard.
It was called the Heron, something Heron. It was a place next to the Chevron on Dolphin Island, on down on Dolphin Island. No, on Dolphin Island. You know where you took a right? No. This, you took a right, and it was a good restaurant, and they had a whole bunch of other different sandwiches and stuff. Their brisket was the finest brisket, because I've had good brisket before. It was like the Heron
like
House.
Indoor kind of place? I played there before.
No, I played there with the Eldorados. That's on the left.
When you go down, you take a right?
You go, and you take a right. There's the Chevron on the corner. And the next was a Blue House.
Okay.
And it sat back, and it had a wooden porch. It looked like a little beach house, but on the ground. And you walked in there. They had delicious brisket. But I will tell you, nobody in Alabama has a decent brisket. No, because we don't cook it that way. That's a regional thing. That's to your region.
And I feel like if you we had a good Texan or an Oklahoman to come in and do really good chicken fried steak, number one.
Can you cook brisket?
Yeah, I cook brisket.
Well, why don't you bring it to our next Babylon Mobile taping? Because I love brisket. We can do veal cutlet. But here's the thing, though.
That's a different thing. Schnitzel's fantastic. For that, go to the beer.
We call it veal cutlet down here.
Well, it ain't, but.
Y'all.
It's ridiculous. I've only had one Shirley Temple.
So much food. So much food on Babylon today.
I know. Now I'm hungry.
I know, right?
Well, you can go on to other stuff. We didn't get to record live, or I couldn't come to the second first taping, but the second attempt at taping last week. So I've got a lot of food knowledge stored up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, speaking of food, last week we had homemade chicken and dumplings by Caitlin.
Are you serious?
From Haley's, who made fantastic food for us. Which you're not going to be able to go get that anywhere. So I feel sorry for listening audience who can't get that food because it was fantastic. But
that's true. And now you can go to the fair and get some food.
True. We do have the fair going on
and
this week.
The secret to the fair is to go all the way to the back. I mean, all the carny trailers are good. But what you do is you go back to where the cinder block buildings are that are permanent buildings. And those are all local people. Again, eat local. I'm big into eating local.
Eat local.
And last year I had some of the best lingua tacos I've ever had.
No.
At the fair? Really? In a cinder block building in the back.
Because to me, the OK Bike Shop has the best lingua tacos I've ever had in my life.
Now, these were a family that were making them, and they were delicious. They had cilantro, the whole nine yards, fresh.
Huh, interesting.
I mean, not that they're not fresh at the bike shop. But
go check out the fair this week. On a side note, there was news this week about a carnival employee who was caught breaking into houses in West Mobile.
I saw that.
So the fair doesn't...
Isn't that nice?
Everything good to town, apparently.
I don't think they bring...
Go to the fair, check it out, support it. Give these people some money so they don't have to break into your house if you live in West Mobile.
Exactly. Tip your carnival ride worker.
Help them out. Because apparently it's hard times for the carnival.
I remember as a kid riding the zipper. You know which one that is? It looks like...
All it takes is for me to make a face at Emily Hayes.
Riding the zipper.
I don't know, Emily Hayes.
Emily Hayes, what's it like to ride the zipper?
I don't know.
I saw Dean Young in one.
If it doesn't play in a band, you don't know.
Oh!
Burn!
Ouch!
High five, gotcha.
I didn't even high five that. That's terrible on me. But the carnival ride, the zipper, I don't wish you could see the hand motions that I'm doing, but... It's basically you're like in a little up and down. You're in a cage and it flips you around, and the cage rotates around too, so you're constantly spinning. And man, after every time that he would unload, every time the patrons would disembark from the ride. We had to wait for the next set of patrons to get on the ride because
you were unloaded from the zipper. Is that correct?
He would, the fare ride operator would be below the zipper. Collecting everything that fell out of your pockets. I don't even, you know, why do you even tell that story? Don't even know. Since we talked about barbecue, let's talk about sports, because nothing goes better with sports than barbecue. Ain't that right, Clay Bates?
Sure. Just to take the pressure off you.
Yes.
And your zipper.
Hey, speaking of, because I always like to tell a personal story before we get into sports. It's become a very bad habit of mine. Mom and stepdad's 25th wedding anniversary, we did the surprise with their tickets to see Alabama stomp Arkansas.
Huh.
That was good times. And, you know, Coach Saban, we discussed this last week, Coach Saban said, you know, if you're not going to stay for the entire game, give tickets to people who want to be there, who are going to stay there. So that's what happened this week with Tennessee, or this past weekend, because I think I only saw a couple of sections that were clearing out, and it was all the orange leaving the stadium. So with all that said, Clay in sports.
Let's talk about college football.
Okay.
How about that?
Because that's not going to – yes, Roll Tide.
Yeah. I'm not
the
seeing –
the Tide's taking a rest.
Yeah, they're on a bye this week, correct?
The Battle of Old Shell Road in high school football. I know everybody's breath is baited with that.
That was last week, right?
It's this tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Friday night. I keep thinking the
now,
day's
but
Thursday.
McGill just played Murphy.
McGill played Murphy. Now St. Paul's plays UMS and – I guess all will be right
Saint
with the
Paul
world.
Against UMS, okay. Totally different story.
And right.
But in recent
they
news,
call it the Battle of Old Shell Road, right? That's just high school football wrap up.
Total. Total. Dean Poles for St. Paul. Dean Young does?
No. No, he well.
Don't say things.
No,
like
he
that.
Would not. He would not know. Because you know why? Because St. Paul was very spiritual and, you know, very open and.
I feel like he'd be
you know,
a
all
Sims
that.
Fan.
He would not
like
be.
That.
Mary G. I don't think he'd be a fan of either, but
he's a Mary G. fan.
Yes, he would be a total Mary G. fan.
No offense to
no
Mary
offense
G.
to anybody.
Anyway,
that graduated
college football.
From
hey, how you doing? Number 3, Florida State against number 7, the U this week. That's my pick game of the week. It's the first time that we've seen Miami and Florida State both in supreme prominence in a long time. It's going to be a killer game.
What's your prediction? What's your line?
Well, my personal line,
yes.
The Clay Bates line, I'm saying Florida State by 7.5. That's just me. It's in Tallahassee. It's a primetime game. Should be a lot of fun to watch. I honestly didn't even know Miami was that good. All of a sudden, here they come. They're a spot ahead of Auburn in the ranking. Actually, they're a couple spots
ahead. How about
ahead of
those Auburn Tigers?
Auburn dropped down. They're at 11 this week. Playing Arkansas. In Arkansas should be an easy roll for Auburn. Also in the SEC, you've got Tennessee against number 9 Missouri in Columbia. You've got number 8 Clemson against Virginia. Texas A&M playing Virginia 2-6, 0-4 in the ACC. Clemson should have that by a landslide.
Mm-hmm.
Texas A&M playing UTEP. South Carolina against Mississippi State. Let's see. My Oklahoma State Cowboys take on the number 15 Texas Tech Red Raiders in Lubbock this week. 18 against 15. I'm not feeling too good about the game. I'm feeling like look, I was there 2 weeks ago. I saw us play TCU. We struggled against TCU. It's going to be kind of a rough thing for us. So,
do you go back for some of the games?
I try to whenever
That's
I can.
Cool.
Yeah, I went back for homecoming this year to celebrate my birthday. So, go Pokes, go Cowboys. Also, other bigger games, 21 Michigan against 22 Michigan State. Notre Dame against Navy at 25. Wisconsin against Iowa. So, nothing too super crazy. This weekend, on the 2nd, you've got a bunch of big games coming, and we won't even talk about that right now. Because that's another week away. You're going to have Bama against LSU, which is really going to be Bama's make or break game of the season. Shouldn't be a problem, but LSU is always an issue for Alabama.
I just want to say this very quickly. I'm not upset that one of my best friends scheduled her wedding on the Saturday
that Alabama plays LSU. I'm not upset.
Did she really?
What I'm upset about is good etiquette-wise, I won't have my phone on, obviously, during the ceremony or anything like that. But when during the reception can I turn my phone on to find out what's going on in the game? When is it not rude to do that? Sports etiquette.
How crowded is it?
Sports
is it
going to
be a big
etiquette.
Wedding or a small
it's
wedding?
It's up at Montevallo. I don't think it's going to be huge, huge. But
I mean, are there going to be 100 people there?
I have no idea, bruh.
I would say if the crowd, you know, if you get in there and the crowd's going and it's decently crowded, I would turn my dang phone on and I would check.
Because
I mean,
understand,
but if you get there and it's like 30
their
people,
married life and it's a new page in their lives and all that stuff, and I totally
they may have the
that.
Game on, they may have the game playing.
Oh, man, I'm afraid to even ask because I said one thing like a year ago about it being scheduled on that weekend and I got so yelled at. But anyway, we'll figure
I would
out
say
sports etiquette. Next
play
week.
The crowd. Play the crowd. I would say examine the crowd. If there are 20 people there, no. You want to go to the restroom, though? Oh, I'm going to the restroom. It's okay to
yeah,
do
yeah, I think
that.
You're going to need to dip out and listen to that game. That's just me. If it was me, I would do the same thing. So,
although I went to a wedding many years ago of a young lady whose father was an avid Alabama fan, and he told they played – she got married right after Christmas, and Alabama played a bowl game. And he said the game will be playing. And it was the first wedding reception. It was probably the only wedding reception I've been. And that was this was back in the day. This was like in the 80s, late 80s. And they had a screen. You remember like the old screen where you had the big, huge thing with the three lights, the red one, the green one, and the blue one? Yeah. Back in the day.
That was back in the day.
And they were projecting it on there. I mean, and I remember thinking, well, this is pretty cool. But even at my – I was young then that even at my young age, thinking, I'm sure that the bride is not happy at her dad because everybody was watching the game.
Well, but you have to understand, in the 80s, bowl games were at a premium for Alabama. So,
this is true.
So
this is true.
When that happens, you know, as an Oklahoma State fan, I understand. When this happens and you haven't been doing all that great, you got to watch the game.
Yes.
When you're a true fan. So
now, I do understand that there are other things in this world besides college football. Clay, do you want to take a few moments and update us on anything else?
Yeah,
we
got a couple of things. NFL coming up this week. All you hoodats out there, your boys are traveling to New York to play the Jets. Could be an interesting game. The Jets are no slouch this year. They pulled off a couple of surprising wins. And anyone that knows the New Orleans Saints, no, they don't play well in the cold.
Yes, and if you don't know the New Orleans Saints and you've listened to this show three times, you know that the Saints don't play well in the cold. We've said it a good deal.
Yeah, I try and say that every week.
Yeah, just to remind people not to be...
Well, because of the fact that the NFC South is scheduled against the AFC East this year. So you're playing the Dolphins, the Jets, the Patriots, the Bills, which you've already played all those teams. The exception of the Jets would be the last... You know, major cold weather games. So.
I have an unrelated question.
Go ahead.
Is Doc Valso ever going to be on here again?
Yes.
One day. We're keeping our fingers crossed. We'd love to have Doc back.
Yes.
Me too. Hey, Doc.
He has a very, very steep talent fee, which sometimes is hard for us to come up with. Do we get the bar tab or do we get Doc back on?
Ugh. Well, maybe he shouldn't come.
The rest of us work for peanuts.
I'm just
literally.
He's easy to mess with.
Anyway, the rest of the NFL slate for the week. Kansas City coming off a win, a close win over my Cleveland Browns playing at Buffalo. Still the only undefeated team in the NFL. Minnesota at Dallas, shouldn't be much of a test. Tennessee, St. Louis, yawn. San Diego, Washington, yawn again. This looks like a pretty empty schedule for the week. You got Philly at Oakland, which might be an interesting test. Those two teams are both teetering on the brink. Pittsburgh at New England. This game has raised a couple eyebrows this week. Ben Roethlisberger has said that this is a must-win game for the Pittsburgh Steelers because they're fighting to stay alive in the AFC North. And, you know, we all know that New England has been shaky at best. You've got Indy at Houston. Could be an interesting game. Houston's struggling quite a bit. And the Monday night game is Chicago at Green Bay. Chicago missing their quarterback, Jay Cutler, who's out with an injury. So we're not looking at a whole lot of exciting games in NFL this week. But I would say New Orleans at the Jets is probably one that you definitely want to watch, whether you're a Saints fan or not. Should be a pretty good game. Not to mention my Cleveland Browns playing at home against the Baltimore Ravens this week. We are 3-5. They are 3-4. So we really need a win here. Hopefully we sit Devon Bess, who had 3 drop passes and a fumble, cost us a game last week. I know you guys don't care about the Browns, but it's my moment to harp.
I care that it's your Browns.
They are my Cleveland Browns.
That ownership.
I mean, down here in this part of the country, there's myself and the Browns backers who meet at the bike shop every Sunday, and there's maybe 10 to 15 of us faithfuls, and that's about it. So it's nice to have a little unity. One last thing before I get off, or a couple of small last things before I get off sports. Get off sports! I didn't finish
it happened
my
to
statement.
You.
I didn't make a bunch of unloading zipper jokes.
It's a fair ride.
Anyway, yeah, I bet it is a fair ride. Anyway, just fair.
Wow.
You got the World Series tonight, Game 6. Boston and St. Louis. Boston, of course, wins the series with a win tonight. Ho-hum, yawn, vomit, whatever. Because I'm not a Red Sox fan. So
couldn't tell.
So go Cards, and hopefully they'll be able to stay alive tonight. Basketball is back. NBA is back in season. I know Kenan says whoop-de-doo, and so do a lot of people. College basketball will be underway shortly. There's a lot of exhibition games, preseason stuff going on. I do want to make one small comment about the Bulls-Heat game last night. Year after year, for the last few years, people have these expectations of the Bulls and of Derrick Rose. And the guy keeps getting hurt. He's not a bad player, but people, they are not that good. And the Miami Heat completely just destroyed them last night. It was terrible. And I'm not a Heat fan. I'm a Celtics guy.
I'm not a Heat fan. I'm not even...
I can't
basketball.
I can't stand to see them succeed, but
the Heat, I mean, come on. I know. I mean,
well,
they only spend $5 billion.
But we haven't seen Brooklyn play yet, who picked up Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce and have a brand new head coach, Jason Kidd. So if you care about basketball, it could be an interesting season.
I know. It'll be interesting to see what Jason Kidd does.
You've got Doc Rivers moving from Boston out to L.A. to coach the Clippers. The same cast of characters out there. Could be a good team. Houston Rockets are an up-and-up team.
Not a fan.
Indiana Pacers have a great young squad. So could be an interesting NBA season. We'll see what happens from there on out. Emily, do you have anything that you'd like to close with?
Yes, I do. All sexual innuendo jokes aside.
Zipper.
I would like to say that we have been doing the show from – we've done it from Haley's a couple of times. They always let us back, even though that one table is still a bit wonky. It's a very special day at Haley's. Again, not only is it Whiskey Wednesday, but today is Delaine's birthday.
Happy birthday, Delaine.
She can finally come inside, Haley. She's 21. So
we're so proud of her.
We're so proud of Delaine.
And she'll be celebrating him with all her friends.
Oh, my goodness. She'll be in town for all the parties here at Haley's that we talked about earlier, but then she leaves town on Sunday.
Right, that's right, so to celebrate her birthday on
that's
Sunday.
That's your heads up, New Orleans. Mobile's coming over there, and it's not going to be the same. But we do, I know I speak for everyone at Mod Mobilian Radio and modmobilian.com when we wish her the best of birthdays, the happiest of days. We love you, Delaine. Thanks so much for putting up with us. And with that...
We shall close.
We shall close this week's Babylon Mobile. Thank you so much for tuning in to Mod Mobilian Radio and modmobilian.com. Clay, anything? Kenan, anything?
See you next week.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Bye. What I was doing is, you know... Just inside the movie with the Memphis Blues.